This is Lisa Bowie of Bowie Funeral Homes and St. Charles Memorial Gardens. We see the end results of drunk driving far too often. The holidays should be a special time for family and friends to be together, but not in a funeral home. So enjoy the holidays, and please don't drink and drive.
A community service reminder from Bowie. Because your family means so much.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Don't let this one get away. The Let's Go Fishing Show is this Friday through Sunday at Gateway Center in Collinsville. Explore over 100 vendors displaying fishing boats and equipment. Enjoy free seminars and meet pros Harold Allen and Jason Christie. Visit letsgoshows.com for more info.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice. Get real.
Let Burlington keep you warm this winter and save you up to 70% off department store prices. Wear now. Save now. Burlington. Style for everyone.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
All my life I've been an obese man trapped inside a fat man's body.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
That harmonica right there reminds me that we're still stuck at, what is it, $400? The bid? I think it's 400.
I thought it was four, yeah. It's either 400 or
you're
500. I can't remember. I have to look and
you're
see.
You're in charge of it.
I wrote it down. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, what a great start to this show.
Oh, man.
I believe it's four.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Yeah, we know, Dan.
I know.
It's was a
that me?
Harmonica lesson. From the master, Dan Struss, for charity. It's for the Burned Recovered Support Group, kids that have been burned. And I think we're at $400, and it's one lesson. And you say, well, how could I possibly learn to play in one lesson? You're learning from the best. That's how.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And there's a guarantee with it that after one lesson, we guarantee you will play as well as Dan Struss.
Yep.
And you get a harmonica handed to you, signed by him. So there you go. Current bids at four. If you want to make it more, please call us. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon on this New Year's Eve Eve. That's what today would be. There's a very disgusting and disturbing thing that I will share with you that you will hear about. A couple of loser gangs have decided to make tomorrow night kill a cop night. There's some other language involved that I cannot share with you. Kill a pig, kill a cop. And as hard as it is to believe, this is a legitimate threat. They have sent out some tweets, some other social media messages, asking other gang people and anybody else who hates the police to try to kill a cop tomorrow night. How pathetic is that? And again, I ask the question, what has happened? Happened to the world? So I go back to what I said the other day. Now more than ever, when you see a police officer, tell them we appreciate what you do. How'd you like to be patrolling tomorrow night, especially in certain parts of the St. Louis area? I wouldn't. So I thought I would just share that with you. I just found that out today. I was actually in Clayton in the County Police Headquarters building, and it's I had heard it, and then I had other confirmation of it. And I'm sure it'll be out in, you know, in the news media. I don't know what you do. What do you do about that, though? What, how do you stop something like that? I mean, you say, okay, thanks. I'm glad that. Thanks for the heads up. I'm glad it's on the news tonight. And then what do you do?
I don't know.
There's nothing to do.
And can you do anything about the person, if you can find the person that tweeted that, which I'm sure they maybe could find out where it came from.
I don't
from.
Think there's a thing you can
but
do.
But can you do anything about that?
No, because it's not like sending out a tweet going, hey, let's kill the president.
Yeah.
Then you're going to get a visit from the Secret Service. But if you just throw out the idea, hey, I think we should try to kill a cop tomorrow night. What do you convict the person of? That's what's so horrible about this, is that sometimes I think we have too much freedom.
It should be a form of terrorism.
It should be. It absolutely should be. So I guess the only people that have to figure out what do you do about it is the cops who have to work tomorrow night and how they're going to deal with it, or, you know, just be more aware or double up and work in teams or something.
And you know every department will have more people on New Year's Eve night.
Well, remember what Colin told us, folks. Tomorrow night, the number one day in the country, most people are killed as pedestrians. Forget the drunk drivers and people in vehicles. You're more likely to kill walking tomorrow night than any other night of the year.
Yeah.
So don't walk. Crawl. Run. What if you run? What if you run? Because he said you're walking.
Yeah.
What if you run out in front of a car? And they might not get killed. We're thrilled to have you with us. I'm not just saying that. Other radio people say it, and they don't mean it, because I've talked to them.
Yeah.
Even people at the station. I said, hey, when you tell the listeners thank you, they said we're lying.
Yeah.
We hate listeners.
Yep. But
they said, we hate listeners. We're the only people who actually really love you and mean it when we say it.
You notice they don't ever talk to them on the phone?
I have noticed that. They don't take calls. We take
just
lots
saying.
Of calls. Yeah. We take lots. In fact, we're going to take yours today. We're going to have a fun day today and tomorrow. And here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to do a two-day talent show, if you would. 2 days where you can call and share your talent, because we couldn't do it last week because we were off because of Christmas Day. And we're not going to be here. What is today, Tuesday? We're not going to be here Thursday or Friday. And Thursday's talent show day. So
well,
call
you won't
it,
be here Friday, but Peon and I will be, I think, right?
Oh, that's right, workaholics.
Yes.
You're on assignment the day after.
I have an assignment. So... Yeah. Today and tomorrow, if you have a talent, do we have our theme music?
We do.
Oh, let's get everybody in the mood.
This is The Call.
That's right. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Call. It is the only talent show in the St. Louis area where you, the listener, the participant, have an opportunity to win 3 great prizes. I'm your host, Frank Martindale.
Frank Martindale. Martindale.
Yeah.
Really?
That's my game show.
Because are you any relation to Wink?
No, but he went to school with my mother.
He did?
Yeah, Jackson, Tennessee. How about that, huh?
Yeah. Now, was he, some people used to say Wink Martindale and, was it Tom Kennedy were brothers?
I don't think that was true.
I don't think it was true.
Who's Tom Kennedy?
He's a game show host.
Yeah.
Another game show. Not as well known as Wink.
Awesome. Yeah,
who do you think's the best known?
Bob Barker
would
probably
have to be the best. And Monty Hall.
Pat Sajak. Alex Trebek.
Oh, Sajak, absolutely.
Yeah.
Alex Trebek, and who's the guy who now does all the ointments and creams for arthritis? Chuck
Woolery?
Yeah.
Oh, Chuck Woolery, yeah, because he did... dating game that... Chuck Woolery originally...
Love Connection.
Yeah, Love Connection. He was the original host of Wheel of Fortune.
I don't even know what game shows are on now. Is Family Feud still on? I think
Yes, it is.
Well, and Wheel of Fortune's still
Harvey.
On.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Wheel of Fortune's still on.
Yes.
Price is Right still on.
Yes, yep. Drew Carey.
What others are still on?
Jeopardy
still
on.
Is that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Tell me that's over.
Yes, I know, no,
I think
it's still on.
And
oh, my goodness, I
can't remember
sick
who
of
the new host
already.
Is.
Yeah, I got sick of that after a year with Regis.
They've gone through a lot of posts in the last couple of years.
You know what? What game show I liked, and they took it off the air, was the one with Howie Mandel, Deal or No Deal.
Yes, with the suit briefcases.
Yeah, it was a no-brainer. It was just
and in the '60s,
fun.
Were game shows primetime television? Like, What's My Line and stuff? They were on it.
Oh,
night.
Yeah.
It's Terry Crews now.
Who?
He's the...
I mean, he's British.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
No, he's that deodorant guy. You know, that guy that... is it
Old Spice?
Yeah.
Yes. He got a game show out of that.
Yeah, it was Cedric the Entertainer before that. Meredith Vieira did it for 12 years. After Regis.
I think somebody hit it. I think that if you said, okay, who do you think is the best known around the world game show host seen by more people? I think it'd have to be Pat Sajak with Wheel of Fortune, who's a funny guy, by the way. Wears a bad hairpiece and has for years, but he's pretty fun.
Peter Tamarkin was Pressure Luck.
Peter Tamarkin.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, you never heard
Whammy
of Pressure
show?
Luck?
Do you remember Whammy?
I've never heard of that either.
Pressure Luck
about.
Was...
Hey, who was the guy years ago with the long, skinny microphone?
Oh, that was Gene Rayburn.
Gene Rayburn.
Yeah, on Match Game.
Match Game, yes.
Wow.
Match Game, 75.
Yeah.
For a good year, we were watching multiple episodes of that. And then it ran its course. You end up seeing the whole year so fast because they play them
now,
so...
the game show that was more like a laugh-in comedy show was the Hang On. Match Game. Is that the one where people in cubes?
No.
What was that?
Hollywood Squares.
Hollywood Squares.
Yes.
Hollywood
where they
Squares.
All had either a real answer or a set up joke.
Yes, and it was set up.
Right. They had writers pre-write that.
And people think that off the cuff. Okay, what Western was on more? And they go, Charlie Weaver. I even think that Who Buzzed was set up. Honestly, I think the whole thing.
No,
was
the contestant would pick a square.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they would pick the celebrity.
I'll go with Ava Gabor.
Yeah.
Paul Lynn. Oh my square. Goodness. Did you know he was gay?
What?
Yeah, it was Peter Marshall that did Hollywood Squares at first, and then Tom Bergeron did it later.
Shadow Stevens was the announcer.
Shadow Stevens. That's right.
You know what? You know.
I was
too
a game
much.
Show nut as a kid.
I loved game shows.
You know what I watched last night? And I'm not kidding. When you think you've seen a movie enough times that there's no way you could watch it again and see something you forgot about. But this movie, we can all watch it another 30 times, and you're going to see a scene where you go, oh, my goodness, I forgot how funny this is. I watched Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase.
Oh, yeah.
There were scenes I completely forgot about, and I forgot how good Randy Quaid was. And my daughter, who's still visiting us, it was my daughter-in-law, said, didn't he go crazy or something? I said, yes, he's in Canada, and he's lost his mind. Randy Quaid, Dennis Quaid's brother.
Yeah.
Hey, Clark. And that is the funniest character. And Clark Griswold, Chevy Chase, is standing in front of the house. He's finally got the lights on. When they finally figure it out, and she flips the switch, and he says, I'll tell you, Clark, that's here. And he looks over, and he goes,
Eddie?
Where did you come from?
Surprise? I wouldn't be more surprised if
and
you
that
sung
guy
my
in
head
the family
the
with the bad hairpiece and lights himself on fire and the sewer blows up. It's just everything about it. It's just hilarious.
We finished watching it last night. It was on two nights ago, Four Christmases, after talking about it the other day.
Oh yeah. With Vince Vaughn.
That's good too.
Another good one. So here's the deal. As you can tell, we're just killing time here. We don't have anything planned. We don't have a show. We need you. We need you desperately today. Without you, we're all going to sit here in silence till 6 o'clock. That's not what you want, that? I don't think so. So dial us up. Let's talk. Colin Jeffrey's going to join us about 4:30 and talk some entertainment stuff. Normally he's in the studio, but he's off today. And here's the kind of work ethic this guy has. He's off today, but he's still calling in to do his segment. How about that? So he'll have some entertainment news. Other than that, we'll hear from you. You want to talk about tomorrow night, Christmas Eve? You still got a Christmas story to share, or talent? And for those of you who don't know, here's how it works: it has to be an audible talent. No mimes, no tap dancing. You can hear tap dancing, I'll give you that, but you really need to see the tap dancer. So that's out. You can play the drums, set the phone down and play that, the piano, the harmonica, the accordion. You can do impressions. You can do bird calls. You can do sound effects. You can sing. You can do a monologue. If you're funny, do a stand-up comedy, tell a joke. All of those things would qualify. It's the call that Peon named, you know, like The Voice. It's our talent show. And we've already had a lot of contestants, but we're down to three real finalists.
Wasn't there a show on, I don't know if it's been on now, called The Wall?
And we kinda... I thought...
No, it wasn't called The Wall. It's The Rising Star.
Yes, and I thought it was called The Wall, too. Okay. Rising Star, where they reveal the audience.
Yeah. They would start singing, and they had a wall of TVs in front of them with, like, it was supposed to be people at home voting or whatever. And then if their percentage raised up enough of people giving them a thumbs up, they would raise the wall of TVs. And
oh boy,
is it on the air?
It was on over the summer. It was one of those summer shows.
So that's the deal. Let me give you the numbers. You call about anything you want. You can participate in the talent show or not. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS. And I see we have a call. Is it a contestant or not? Let's find out. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hey, gang.
Bob.
Hi, Bob.
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Bob. Hallelujah. Are you calling to be our very first talent contestant or for something else?
I have no talent.
Well, join the club. What can we do for you?
How about game shows for 200? No, I'm kidding.
It's a game show joke.
That's a good one.
Yes, isn't it? Okay. I just came to a conclusion.
All right.
Men are different than women.
What?
Interesting. Bob, interesting that you would say that, because I have in front of me, and I've been hanging on to it for a few days. We read this list, I would say, 3-4 years ago, and it's why it's good to be a man. And it's just, what an amazing coincidence that you mentioned that today. What were you going to say as far as men are different than women?
Well, my wife and I have been watching Masters of Sex.
I like that chick that plays Virginia Virginia Johnson.
Yeah, so does Bill Masters.
Boy, I like her a lot. And they show her topless, Peon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
And she has fantastic nipplage.
Oh.
Yeah, she does.
I don't know if you...
I can say that.
So what? Anyway.
No, we can tell you asked for it. You're not getting it.
Okay. Do you remember the part where the dean came home unexpectedly and caught his wife?
The dean was played by Bo Bridges.
Exactly.
And he was gay.
Correct.
And caught his wife. Help me out. Caught her...
with someone else. With one of his doctors.
Yes. Yes, I do.
And then the next day...
That's Allison Janney, who was his wife. Right?
Yes.
Yes, right.
She was really hurt. And she was, you know, she said, "You haven't touched me in 40 years, blah, blah, blah."
Right.
And my wife was, and he's got, I mean, he did such a good job with that.
He was great at that. That was a great part for him. He surprised me how good he was.
And so my wife is saying, tell her. And I say, now what if, hypothetically speaking, a guy in his 50s or 60s told his wife, "You know, I'm more interested in 23-year-old girls."
I don't follow, because in this case he was gay. He wouldn't say
that. I know.
That.
It's okay for the husband to tell his wife that he's gay and not interested.
You know what? I get your point here. I
said, well, what if he's interested in other women?
Well, here's the difference.
I said, well, that's different.
It is different.
And I said, well, of course it's different, but it's okay for him to be gay.
Well, it's not okay, but she's not threatened by a woman who's competition, who's younger and hotter. Now her competition is some hairy-legged guy.
He's not attracted to any woman.
Right, so you don't have to feel so bad, because it's not just your vag, it's any he's not interested in.
I don't know.
Edit that out.
Okay, yeah. I'll edit that out.
No, it's actually a great series. I wish more people had caught on to it.
It was good.
Is it over?
I don't know. We've been watching the Netflix.
And how about the great job that guy who plays Bill Masters? What a dork that guy comes off as.
Oh, yeah.
He's perfect. It's a great casting. Now, I'm glad you mentioned it. I got to make sure we still record the episodes. Hey, Happy New Year, Bob.
Hey, same to you, and happy fifth day of Christmas.
That's right.
Have you gotten your wife 5 golden rings?
No, I haven't. I got to go out and do that tonight. Thank you. All right, thanks, Bob.
All right.
I'm glad you reminded that. This would be actually 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. This is the sixth day of Christmas, because 25th would be the first. So this is day 6 of the 12 days of Christmas. Mm-hmm. Let me talk to Aaron. Hello, Aaron, how are you?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, you were telling a story about your dad.
Giving his tractor for Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was great. But I thought you were going to tell the story about giving the coats out. And you went back to check up, and what the little girl said.
Yeah.
I just thought, for killing time, what do you tell that? If you told that again, it just kills me.
Yeah, where the pigs rooted the coat in the ground.
That's what
told it. Yeah, and the moral was, sometimes you try to help people, and they don't want to be helped.
Yeah.
That was
I love the way you...
Well, if it's a simple story, if I get a chance, I'll tell it again. Hey, Happy New Year, Aaron.
Happy New Year.
All right. Now, here's a guy we have to wish Happy New Year, and he's going to have a great year next year, 2015. And you know why? Because he's got us. He's got the greatest extended sales force right here.
I got Frank on my side.
Sales juggernaut.
Who said it better?
Huh?
How you doing?
I got Frank on my side. It's and that should be maybe, that should be our theme for 2015. Yeah. I got Frank on my side. I got Frank on one side and Chevrolet on the other.
Well, it's better than Find New Roads, I'll tell you that.
I am surrounded by great, just phenomenal stuff. I could say surrounded by beauty. You know, the beauty of Frank and
that
the
sounds,
beauty of
again, you always
play.
Take it in a gay direction. Mm. I know you're not gay.
No, I'm snot, Frank.
Snot.
Did you say snot?
Edit that out. Edit that out. We don't say snot on this show. My little grandson might be listening. Now he'll start saying snot.
I didn't say snot.
Yeah, Nandov said it. Yeah. Kids.
Is that how your grandson talks?
Well, not yet, but he
probably... They absorb.
They do absorb.
Just imitated them at them. Yeah,
do you realize tomorrow will be the last time we speak, and next after that, in 14, next time it'll be 2015.
Wow. That's really exciting,
that's
isn't it? I mean, it's
sad, and it's exciting, and it's sad, too.
It's not sad.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
It's not.
It's sad.
You said it again. Edit out snot again.
Not.
What are your plans for tomorrow night?
Kind of personal question, isn't it, Frank?
Yes, it is. What are your plans tomorrow night? I like personal questions.
We're just going to be out with some friends. We get together every year on New Year's Eve, buddy Jay Andrews and his lovely wife Susie and a bunch of our friends.
Is it at a home or is it
we go to a nice place and it's a lot of fun. We go and have a great, 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 great time. A lot of fun.
I can't stand New Year's Eve.
And then we call Scooter Guy. We've already booked our reservation and we have Scooter Guy coming by to pick us up.
Scooter Guy?
Oh, yeah. Scooter that's
guy.
The... Oh.
Right. And Michael Oliver, Scooter Guy. It's unbelievable.
He throws it. It's like a portable scooter, right? He throws it in your trunk?
No. They have chase vehicles. So a vehicle comes to your location, a set location, and they hop in your car, and they drive you to your house, and then the chase car picks them up, and they
why is it called Scooter Guy?
But they used to do that. They would put the scooter in the car,
yeah,
and then
that's
they
why
would
it was
leave.
Called.
They would drive you home and take the scooter and leave on their scooter, right?
I never used them when they used the
Well, then why is he called
Scooter? A long time ago.
Why is he called Scooter Guy, then?
Well, I think that was the original name.
Yeah, that's what they did, right. I think.
Okay.
That was the original concept, but now it's...
Chase car.
Scooter used to smell my mini bike. I wouldn't want someone put my...
He used to smell your mini bike. What?
I didn't say smell, but I know how it smelled.
It sounded
It did sound like
you said snot and smell.
Yeah.
Happy
New Year, John.
Here's the only good thing about New Year's Eve. If you're at the right kind of party with enough people, you have an excuse to kiss some hot chick.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss somebody else's wife.
Yeah, her name's Mimi. You better believe it.
Well, I think that you could get away with kissing somebody else, and you wouldn't necessarily be in huge trouble, because it's just sort of a tradition kiss. Happy New Year, and everybody's kind of kissing
I don't think I've ever kissed anybody else on New Year's Eve.
Well, I haven't yet, but I'm working toward it.
You're trying to start that tradition.
I'm trying to start it, yeah, that tradition. I don't believe I've ever been to a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, what are you going to come over to kiss me?
What am I going to do? I'm going to be at home. I'll be here, and my grandson's coming over, and we're going to play with him, and that's it. That's New Year's Eve. That's the best night I could possibly
think of. Bang pots and pans.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, staying home. That's what I do every New Year's Eve. I stay home. What?
Do you have the whole family over to your house?
No. I don't. I'm not a partier. I'm telling you. I just don't. Something missing in me about the party.
I don't know how you can say you're not a partier. I think last time we went out to Annie Gunn's for dinner, it was 4 hours.
That's not a party. That's four people talking.
No, it was five. We had Mr. Sainert come in, and that was
He came by and said hello.
Yeah, having you and he and Mimi and your wife in the same cubby, it was like pinch me material. I had so much fun. I think we laughed so hard we forgot, it's time to order.
Well, John had a party, sounds like. You felt like you were at a party.
I was talking with Frank, okay? Yeah. I know it's a group that's here, but we have a personal conversation I was having
with
Frank.
It was an A-B conversation. Yeah.
Sorry, I'll go smell your mini bike. I'm sorry.
By the way, you got to quit smelling my mini bike, okay? But this has been great. We still have a few vehicles left. We had 100. We're down to under 50. We're probably under 40, and that's 20% of MSRP is the rebate. So let's take an Impala just for an example.
All right, let us figure it out. You give us the amount of the car
we
normally
get. No, I'm not. You're not good with math.
Oh.
You know
what?
The one thing you are good with math? when I get my invoice.
Here it comes, invoices. I knew it.
There's no reason. There's never a mistake on my invoice. It's always pretty much to the penny of what I owe.
That's right.
Of course, what I owe for this abuse that I take every time
they
call
in. All right, okay. So go ahead. Give us an example of this 20%.
Can you give me an example?
Yeah.
Chevy Impala.
Okay.
Stock number C5-1023. Mm-hmm. MSRP, $33,840.
Now, that's a
MSRP,
loaded, that's a nice Impala. That's got to be an LTZ loaded.
So I'm going to ask you, what is 20% of $33,840?
All right, 20%. Without a calculator.
20% of 33,840.
Dan, what do you come up with?
$16,000.
Wow, that's a good deal. That's a good deal.
Oh, so wrong, a mathematician.
6,768.
So let's throw a $1,000 discount. That's $77.68 off of.
Whoa. Wow. Whoa. Now you're talking.
Huh?
Saw a white one next to me today. And beautiful Impala. And the guy that was driving, I was with somebody else, and he goes, that Impala's a beautiful car. And I thought, I don't think I was the first guy to realize that and discover that. I drove it before you.
I doubt that you were the first guy.
The first guy at your dealership.
I know you always like to be first in everything.
That's
but
right.
In this sense, I think the people that designed the Impala years before it came out.
Yeah, but you're the dealer, and I had to tell you what a great car was because they had just come in. You hadn't had a chance to drive it yet.
There are times when we're talking, and I just let you keep talking. Okay.
How have you driven the new Corvette that's now a year old? Have you driven it yet?
Have I driven the new Corvette?
Yes.
No. Ask me why.
Why?
Why?
Because if someone's going to pay that much money for such a beautiful sports car, I'm not going to hop in their car and put 20 or 30 miles on it.
Okay, but
now, let's say a particular friend who, he's like a partner of mine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Makes fun of me, gives me abuse,
mm-hmm.
then sends me a bill for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, kind of like a psychiatrist, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
What about if you sell a friend like that a Corvette? Don't you think that he'd come by and take you for a spin?
You'd think so.
Yeah, well, he would.
Yeah.
He sure hasn't, Frank, has he?
Now, but here's the deal. Let me ask you a question. If somebody was
Why
to buy,
haven't you?
Hold on. If a guy was to buy a Corvette or a woman was to buy a Corvette, would you not let them take it around the block maybe and put 2 or 3 miles on it before they buy it? You tell me that every Corvette has 0 miles on it?
The only people that drive the Corvettes are the transport truck drivers, and then Chris Thornton or Herb Shanklin, they stock it in, and then one or two of the technicians. And you are not allowed to just hop in a Corvette and take it for a spin.
Okay, then we got a problem because Jeff Bates at your place, he delivered the car to my house when we got to the house. It had 816 miles on it.
Jeff Bates is the Corvette specialist.
He's an expert.
He knows more about that Corvette than anybody in the country.
He's unbelievable.
He's a great young guy.
He's terrific.
7.5 years in the Army.
What do you want to move more than anything else off of that lot? Give me the model.
I think we just talked about him. We still have a lot of Chevy Cruises with the 20% rebate. So there are rebates up to $4,500 plus discount. Okay.
Cruise is a good-looking car.
Silverado double cabs. We've got about 10 of these. Let's give an example. MSRP,
$37,460. Got it.
20% of that
20% is?
$74.92.
That's what I came up with.
And let's throw a $1,000 discount, plus that's $8,500 off of the sticker price.
Hey, help me out with this personal property thing. When they send you the thing, they say, list all the cars you owned. Is it on January 1st?
What you own on January 1st.
So if you don't own it till the
2nd? No. It's what you own on December the 31st.
Yes. Okay?
So there's, the Congress passed a bill just about a week and a half ago allowing corporations, companies, businesses to write off 50% of purchases up to $500,000. So, you're probably not going to spend $500,000. A large corporation would say, hey, we're going to take advantage of this. We're going to buy some new equipment for $500,000. We can write off $250,000 off of our corporate filing. Okay, here, if you want to buy a new truck and you have a business, and let's say, again, it's a $30,000 truck, you get to write off $15,000, on your taxes for 2014. All right,
but my question to the average...
Personal property tax, though, Frank, that's an answer of you can still pick the vehicle up like several people have done, and then we date the paperwork 1/2/15. So January 2nd, which is Friday, which will be the official last day of the model year of 2014. So the probably 50 vehicles that we'll deliver on Friday... All that business goes into December 2014.
All right, so are you telling me that if somebody says they owned a car on December 31st, even if they just got it December 31st, which is tomorrow, that the stinking state or county or whatever wants them to pay personal property tax for year of 2014?
If you're trading in a car that's, 2 or 3 years old, you're talking about pennies. That's not that much money that you're talking about. If you're buying a car when you don't have a trade-in, so you're adding a vehicle, to your ownership group, then you would probably want to date the paperwork 1/2/15. But you could still come and pick it up and take delivery today or tomorrow. Or pop in Friday with the hundreds of people that will probably be here Friday.
All right, we're out of time, but I'm lost. Does anybody else get this, the personal property thing?
Yeah, I do.
I'm not clear on it at all.
If you own two vehicles
on
the 31st of December,
right,
you will have to pay personal property tax on those two vehicles.
For the entire year of 2014?
You are paying your personal property tax for 2014, and it's, I think...
you'll have your declaration.
That's insane.
April 15, you get your bill.
That's insane, because you owned it one day of that year. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, your declaration, you have to declare, like, in March, right? And you have to send that in. What did you owe as of December 31st, 2014.
Well, is that right? That's ridiculous, because you can own a car one day and you have to pay personal property tax for the whole year. No wonder a lot of people want it dated the 1st or the 2nd or whatever. Now I get it. We're out of time. Hey, somebody asked me, I got an email.
Right.
What's John Londoff's phone number at the dealership?
Just go ahead and tell him. That's when you want me to stop talking.
This is when the part
when
where you're done.
What's the phone number?
Your time is up.
Johnny, shut up and give us
time. I would never say it that
Johnny,
way.
Johnny, be quiet.
No, I'd just say what you...
Johnny, stop talking.
The orchestra's
tuning up. They're ready to go.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. We will stay here as long as you would love to keep us, because we love the AM and the PM crowd.
Londoff love. That's
right.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Londoff love. Well, listen, we got one more day to speak this year. I look forward to it, and that will be tomorrow. We will talk to you then. We're going to send you some business before this day is over.
All right, buddy.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay, John.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That personal property tax is a bite, and that ought to be prorated somehow, where you only pay a day's worth of that tax.
There's a lot of states that don't even have that.
Most states don't have it.
Yeah.
But I had it one year where my valuation of my car went up from the year before, even with more mileage on it.
That's ridiculous. And here's the thing, though. I've decided that every state, they find a way. It all kind of is a wash because they find a way. California, for example, is a place a lot of people don't want to live because of the outrageous taxes. Yet, their real estate tax is 1% of the value of your home. So if you have a $200,000 house, it's $2,000 is your real estate tax. There are people in St. Louis County who pay far more than 10% for real estate tax. So they get you, you save money on that end, but if you were here, you'd be paying more. Here
it's like Illinois, they don't have personal property tax, right?
No, but they do have a...
Their gas is more expensive.
Yes.
They taxed it.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, that, and they have another, it's a type of real estate type of tax that they get you on that.
Here's the other thing. My brother lives in California. Now, if you get your license plate sticker here in St. Louis, you go down, what is it, $35, $40 usually.
Yeah.
There, it's anywhere from $200 to $300 to $800 every year for your plates.
Every year?
So even though they don't have personal property tax, they get you with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think every state has a way to get you. And they go, well, Texas and Tennessee and Florida, they don't have state income tax. Okay, they don't. They will get you some other way. Their sales tax is higher on goods that you buy. They'll get you. They all get you. That's what I've decided. You're going to, I think, pay. When you shake it all out,
yeah.
Any state you live in, you're probably, it's going to cost you about as much to live in that state as any other state.
Guns don't kill people. The government does.
We're not talking about that, Mike. We're talking about something else right now.
Who is Mike Dorsey.
He turned his mic on from his office. Oh. We'll take a break. We're coming back. Let me do this before we do break, and that is, because there's an association here with Landolf, that's Schaefer Auto Body. As many of you know, they have an arrangement now with Schaefer where if Johnny Landolf, if you decide to go here, I was in a wreck, get the body work done, it's going to be done by Schaefer. Schaefer now does their body work. I think that is a very, very smart decision because Schaefer Auto Body, I've been driving a long time. First accident at 17. I've had many vehicles and body shops. My kids have had vehicles and body shops. My wife... We've done our share of body shop time. I've never known a body shop to do better work than Schaefer. There is one that I would say is pretty close to being equal, but we don't care about them because they're not supporting the show and help making it possible. So let's say there were two body shops that were, in every aspect, they were equal. The quality of work and the service, the one you care about is Schaefer. Because without Schaefer and the other people on this show, there'd be no show. So we want you, when you're in an accident, you tell your insurance company, this thing's going to Schaefer. They'll probably suggest it before you do. It is that top-tier, first-choice type body shop where if you're the insurance company and you're writing the check, you only want to write one. You don't want this work redone. So you're going to want Schaefer to do it. They are incredible. They really know what they're doing, and they make the process your part of it. The paperwork, the insurance, the rental car, if you have rental coverage, they make all of that so easy. Eight locations. Don't forget the C. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Let's get a look at traffic and check in with Tim Weiland. Live and local, this is your official severe weather station, the Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Meep, meep.
Okay, we have some technical problems that still have not been fixed.
That's how you got to introduce me on the first traffic report now.
And
technical problems with Tim Weiland.
Yeah, here's some technical problems that still have not been fixed. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic.
All right. First of all, this report is brought to you by AccountTemps. Worried about finding the time to enjoy the season with year-end close looming? Let AccountTemps lighten your workload. With temporary accounting and finance help, visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. Well, we do have a crash on northbound 55 just before Butler Hill. It looks like two left lanes are blocked and you are backed up almost to the Merrimack River. You are slow on westbound 40 now between Hampton and McCausland. A little bit heavy coming in from Illinois on the Poplar Street Bridge from about Tudor. And this report's also brought to you by Bosch Icon Wiper Blades. Change your wiper blades this season. Be prepared when extreme weather hits. Bosch Icon with ClearMax 365 for long-lasting performance. Because like you, Bosch cares about what's ahead. Visit Bosch88feet.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The cost of life insurance is a mystery to most people. So SelectQuote is setting the record straight. You are?
Mike.
Ever bought life insurance, Mike?
No, I haven't.
Married? Kids?
Yeah, a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Well, what's kept you from getting life insurance?
Well, the money.
Oh, yeah. Well, you said you were 42, in great health.
Yeah.
And what do you think a 10-year, $500,000 term life policy would cost you a month?
$100? More?
Well, SelectQuote impartially shops nearly a dozen highly rated companies for your best rates, so you could get that $500,000 policy for under $27 a month.
This is amazing. I spent more than that taking my kids to the movies.
Hey, everybody, see for yourself. You can afford life insurance through SelectQuote.
Just call 1-800-900-3458. That's 1-800-900-3458. 1-800-900-3458. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ernie Patti Collision Center presents Oops to Peace Theater. I'm your host, Judith Dalrymple. This evening, we'll follow the life of a typical American family living the high life in St. Louis, while the family's teenage son backs the family sedan out of the garage.
Oops.
The lovable neighbor practices chip shots across the driveway.
Oops.
And the negligent nephew puts one over the fence.
Oops.
Meanwhile, the lady of the house goes to the store and the wind blows a shopping cart straight into her fender.
Oops.
Ernie Patti Collision may not be able to eliminate all the oops on the road of life. Instead, they'll make your vehicle look as good as new. Ernie Patti Collision Center is a direct repair shop for most insurance companies and car dealers, and your one-stop service for all major collision repairs, using the latest technology and equipment to restore your vehicle to its original condition. Go to ErniePattiCollision.com for directions, contact info, and to follow the daily progress of your vehicle repairs online. Ernie Patti Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count.
If you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea and you do all your sleeping at home, this message is not for you. However, if you like to travel for business or pleasure, you're going to want to hear about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere. And free information is available now by calling minicpap.com at 1-800-600-7175. Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. This is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever. So if you travel, get the freedom to sleep anywhere you go. Call now for life-changing free information from minicpap.com. 1-800-600-7175. That's 1-800-600-7175.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life.
A weekend at home or a weekend RVing, cutting the grass or baiting the hook, listening to Bacon Fry or standing in line at a restaurant, staring at your neighbor's security lights or counting stars, watching the Travel Channel or sitting around the campfire with friends. Break away, get out of town in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life.
Firely, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Truck lovers, are you ready for winter? Is your truck ready? Pure Performance Automotive Center in St. Charles can get your truck or automobile ready for the harsh winter months that are upon us. With a 20,000 square foot showroom and an expert staff ready to serve you, Pure Performance has all of the extra upgrades that your truck needs, including those specialty items that you just can't get from dealerships. Located just off Highway 70 on Truman Boulevard, Pure Performance stocks a huge selection of wheels, tires, and off-road accessories. If you're looking for tonneau covers or floor mats, if you need better headliners, or lift kits. If your gas vehicle doesn't have the power, fuel mileage, or performance you've come to expect, visit Pure Performance today. As one of the largest independent retail parts and installation stores in the Midwest, Pure Performance is a fully equipped one-stop shop for everything automotive. Pure Performance. Highway 70 and Truman Boulevard in St. Charles. Pure Performance. 636-946-8554. PurePerformance.com. Do you know that your garage door is the largest moving object in your house? If something goes wrong with it and you had to get out there and monkey around with it by yourself in a snowstorm and sub-zero temperatures while running late to work, that would be a bummer, right? Call Overhead Door and schedule preventative maintenance for your garage door today. Call 314-781-5200. That's 781-5200. Or go to OverheadDoorSTLewis.com. The genuine, the original Overhead Door Company of St. Louis since 1926.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, so listen to me here, because I know what I'm talking about when I say this. If you have $25,000 or more, and I don't care if you're in your 20s or your 30s or your 40s, and you are on your own making the decisions where to put it, where to save it, where to invest it. Chances are you don't know what you're doing. Sorry, I don't mean to insult you, but chances are you don't. Some people do, and you might be one of those, but I doubt it. There are people that do this all the time, every day. They studied to do it. Let me give you a couple of examples. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Mark and Jason, they're with Stifel Nicholas. It's what they do. And yes, they get paid for it. People go, well, if you go to a financial advisor, you know they take some. Yeah, they do. It's not charity, but if I could go to somebody and pay them a fee or a percentage, and then they make me much more money I'd have made on my own, hey, I'm glad to do it. Yeah, and they'll explain how all that works to you, and if you have a financial advisor, talk to them anyway. That's my advice.